Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Let's talk about clothes. Gen Z now has a new word. It's a slang insult for anything that's low quality or inauthentic. Like me.
I'm just joking.
It's called polyester. Oh, you're being so polyester right now.
Oh, they use it as like...
It's like low quality. It's like if you're wearing like a polyester suit or something, you're like, ugh, that is low quality and nasty. For example, there's a TikToker where an 18-year-old dude is talking about his life he wants in his 20s. Like the penthouse in New York, fancy drinks at a coffee shop. An automatic AI agent does all of his work. He spends his afternoons playing tennis, and everyone's saying that he has a polyester lifestyle. It's low quality or inauthentic. I don't really quite get that.
How is that
low quality? That's the example that they have here.
Well, because it's just unrealistic.
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
It's not real.
And it's a manufactured fabric. Yeah,
yeah, it's fake.
And so I get that.
I hate this.
That was such a polyester story.
Repurposing words. What? We don't like
speaking
that.
Of clothes, though, that was a stupid segue. Speaking of clothes, should have just went right into it. Oh, Jer, I'm going to hear about this one. We are in the process of getting the kiddos ready for back to school, right?
Yeah.
And that means back to school clothes shopping.
Yeah.
Shoes, pants, all sorts of stuff. We have a hard and fast rule now in the house when it comes to my daughter and what she's wearing to school because she's starting middle school.
Uh-huh.
She can wear no clothes that shows her tum-tum, no belly button clothes.
It's a conversation you have to have now. I mean, it's everywhere. It really is.
Are they doing that in middle school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Showing, a lot of the girls are showing their tum-tums now, 6th, 7th, 8th grade.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's a look, right? And it's hard to say no because, I mean, I do it.
Yeah.
But
lead by example.
But Nicole is definitely in my daughter's kitchen saying, nah, you're going to wear clothes with full coverage.
Yeah.
Were you like that with the nah?
I was. It was a different time, though. Like, the schools wouldn't allow it. The school would not allow you to show up with those types of clothes that were revealing. They still had the rule about, you know, your fingertips had to come to a certain point when it came to your shorts and everything. So the schools had rules that we had to follow. It made it a little easier as the parent because you don't want to shame your kid. That's the last thing you want to do, and that's not what it's about. But it is hard. This is such a hard age to get into as the parent, as the kid, because as the kid, all you want to do is be adult. You just want to do everything you want to do.
All the adults I know are always showing their
exactly.
stomach off.
I just want to be an adult. And as a parent, you want to be like, you don't really want to be an adult, though. Enjoy being a kid. Like, enjoy where you're at. And neither one of them.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so that's really the struggle. And I was so grateful, again, the school had the rules, so I didn't have to come down on the nana so bad.
I don't like throwing the word shaming out there. That's such a buzzy phrase. It's not a shaming thing. It's teaching your children that there are locations where you need to look somewhat professional.
Yeah.
That's why we don't have, we have the rule in our house, you're not participating in pajama day. Because you look sloppy. You don't go out into the real world and run around the office in your pajamas.
But that's just a day.
Think better of yourself.
Right?
You're at a location where you're supposed to be learning. Dress nice. You're not wearing your pajamas. No, we're not doing that.
But that's a rule you have steadfast. So that's good.
So you're not participating in pajama day.
Yeah, that's a rule you have.
You're
and
encouraging
she respects it.
Dressing like a slob.
Yeah.
And I'm not into that.
I mean, that's why I got into radio, but you're right.
Yeah, but we still look
you're
nicer. We still, again, people have that stigma too that we come here looking like sloppy, you know what. We are still in a place of business.
And that's
changed
a lot.
An office. Clients come and go.
Yeah.
You know, you try to look nice.
Yeah. No, you really do. I mean, that's changed a lot, too. When I started in radio, I mean, I was doing overnight, so I literally would come in
that's
in my pajamas.
Though. Nobody's
you know?
Here.
Exactly. So, but it really is just such a hard conversation to have with a middle schooler because then it's going to go into high school and then, you know, they're going to rebel against their parents. So it's just like, how are they going to do that? Like, it's just, there's so many things that
they're going to
start
smoking cigarettes and vaping.
It's just
taking
like a
random pills.
Katie, my older sister, we went to high school at the same time, and she would do the thing where she wanted to rebel so badly, she would wear a different outfit out the door.
Oh, yeah.
We'd get to
school
and then do the changing thing. Like, that's how bad it got.
Girls do that
exactly.
with makeup, too. They'll go
all
to their
the
friend's
time.
House and put their makeup on.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
you were going off about some stuff you were seeing on your screen over there this morning. What were you looking
at?
Well,
again, just the outfits that people are letting their kids go to school in.
What are you
I'm
seeing?
Like, well, like, the shorts, right? The shorts that show all of the back.
There's no coverage.
You got booty shorts in school?
A lot of them. And again, this, it's so hard to be able to be like, hey, when you go to school, it's, you know, you don't want to be like, it's about learning and that's what you're there for. But this is a conversation you have to have with your kids.
You're not into the booty shorts?
Well, my mom wouldn't let me wear them.
That's worse than pajama day.
We were not allowed to wear those at all. Well, and I remember when I was 18, one of the first things I did was run out and buy a pair of booty shorts.
Really?
Because my mom would not let me. She would not let me have them. And so it's
funny.
One of the first things I did. And so, like, that's where my concern comes from is, like, what is your kid going to do to rebel? Because they're going to. They're gonna. I mean,
you
it
go
just
out and get
happens.
Pregnant.
No, stop. That's not
I'll show you, Mom.
No. I'm just saying.
That's how Nana ended up.
Katie was rocking the booty shorts, and then, that's how we got
9 months
Nah,
later.
Right? Well, we were talking about the kids rocking the booty shorts to school and showing off their tummy tum tums. Wade wrote in and said, are you kidding me, you guys? The schools nowadays don't care about dress code. For some reason, he feels bad about his 15-year-old son. What's his son wearing?
Yeah.
Rocking the booty shorts.
I want to know. Yeah. Is he wearing a tube top or something? Wait, I need more information. Why is your 15-year-old son upset? I don't know if I would go that far. I think the schools do try to crack down on some, you know, questionable attire, but sometimes I think it's like choose your battles too.
Well, and let's be honest, like kids, especially in that teenage era, they just want to push the limits. I know I did.
Yeah.
I know I wanted to break all the rules as much as I could because it's fun.
I was always wearing my knee-high boots.
Exactly.
my leather tight leather shorts.
That's right.
Yeah, I was into it. This came in from Kenny. Hi, Kenny.
What up, Kenny?
Kenny says, guys, I quit drinking alcohol about 6 months ago. I didn't have a problem or anything. I just wanted to cut it out. Honestly, I feel better without it. But I still like the taste of beer. So I've gotten into non-alcoholic beer. A couple weeks ago, I started bringing one with me in my lunch to work. I sit in the break room, eat my sandwich, crack open an NA beer, and get back to work. I never
Legend.
Thought twice about it. I know. Real men of genius. He said, to me, it's basically the same thing as having a Coke. Well, one of my coworkers saw me drinking and said, quote, are you seriously drinking a beer at work? And then in parentheses, he wrote, Karen's, am I right? I showed it to her. I was like, this is non-alcoholic. And she still thought it was completely inappropriate. Her argument says, it looks like I'm drinking beer at work. If a client or someone from upper management walk by, they're not going to know the difference. Now, somehow, this has become a whole office debate. Half my coworkers think it's pretty damn funny. Nobody cares. They say if there's no alcohol in it, there's no difference between having that or sparkling water or an energy drink.
Yeah.
The other half thinks even if I'm technically not doing anything wrong, there's just something unprofessional about sitting in the company break room at noon drinking something out of a can of beer.
Why?
Legend.
Real man of genius. He says, it's actually been brought up to my manager and now HR is involved.
Oh, no?
Now
really?
I feel like I'm being pressured to stop doing something that isn't actually against any rule. Then he wrote, I think. I'm digging my heels in a little bit. A lot more. Okay, what do you guys think? Is drinking a non-alcoholic beer at work perfectly acceptable because there's no alcohol in it? Or does the fact that it looks and feels like you're drinking a beer at work make it inappropriate, even if you're technically sober AF?
Huh.
Love the show. I hope this makes it on the air. And that's from Kenny. Well, Kenny, it did make it on the air.
It sure
friend.
Did. You should get a job in our sales department.
Yeah, I think Kenny sounds
perfect.
Like a good time. This is wild to me when I read it because I never thought about this.
Same.
I have never once thought, I'm going to pack my lunch, go to work, toss in a Mickey Ultra Zero that has no alcohol in it, and crack one open at work.
Yeah. Well, and just to be fair, there's a small bit of alcohol.
I mean,
very slight amount.
Like 0.5.
It's like Listerine.
Well, no, it's like drinking kombucha because you drink kombucha at work. A lot of people do that. There's a small, slight
so
amount of alcohol.
So maybe if he drank like 40 of these during his break, he might have a buzz.
Exactly.
It's non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
You probably do have more alcohol in your Listerine. Maybe. Anyway, the dilemma is here.
You don't swallow Listerine.
Says,
Jeremy.
Speak for yourself.
I was going to say, why do you keep saying that?
I know. Because,
yeah, but
like,
it absorbs into your gums and your tongue. You can get some alcohol into your bloodstream. Come on, guys. Yeah. Science. And really, you don't swallow your Listerine?
No.
You should wait, see how it makes your pee smell. Phone lines are already ringing if you want to sound off about this. Is it okay to have a non-alcoholic beer at work? Can you crack one open during your break? It's non-alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess, well, I've got some thoughts on this. Avery made it through. Hi, Avery.
Hello, hello.
Well, top of the morning to you. What do you think about Kenny's dilemma with his non-alcoholic beer?
I think it's fine. I can see the confusion with, like, I mean, it still has the beer's logo. So I think he needs, like, a really funny koozie to go along with it.
There you go. That's yeah. Perfect.
Get a custom-made koozie that says HR sucks on it.
Yeah. Or like safety training in progress.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
They know.
Or just one that says, I'm not drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so koozie aside, do you think it's appropriate or inappropriate to have non-alcoholic beer at work?
I think it depends on the workplace, honestly. I mean, I'm going to go with it's not inappropriate. Okay.
That it's not inappropriate, so you're okay with it?
I would be, yeah. It's what? The same thing as kombucha,
yes.
Like Katie said.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's
What's the one business you feel like you shouldn't be cracking open a non-alcoholic beer?
I feel like if you're in, like, a big corporate meeting with all these clients, yeah. You probably shouldn't. But if you're sitting at a table, having your lunch, you're alone, I think yeah. It's totally fine.
You know when I thought it would be funny is, like, right before you head into surgery.
No.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
No. No. I was thinking, like, a police officer. Like, you probably don't want to be in uniform, even if it
That's
is
yeah.
an alcoholic
I
beer.
Think that would be funnier. No, we're with a non-alcoholic beer in your hand.
Oh, Avery, you're making us laugh. I got a bunch of other calls to get to. I'm putting you in camp. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it, Kenny. So thank you, Avery, for calling in. Here is Marky Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. Do you think it's okay for Kenny to have a non-alcoholic beer during lunch at work?
Personally, I wouldn't care, but the issue here is more important, is that he's causing strife in the workplace, and that he's causing an issue with management and other people, and he's taking a stand that's just going to hurt himself. You know, he's going to want raises, he's going to want promotions, and I think that when you get kind of a moniker of being a troublemaker, whether you're right or wrong, doesn't really matter. This is such a trivial issue. I would have just said, hey, I'm really sorry. I just never bring another beer. And if he doesn't like it, then go somewhere else and work for himself. But I just don't think he should cause, I think he's dumb to be causing trouble at work and to take a stand on something that I see as trivial.
Listen to Mark, the voice of reason.
You are so smart. Because you're right, though. You could do a million things right, and the one wrong thing
yep.
you do, that is what they remember.
Oh,
so,
don't I know it.
Such a good point,
don't
Mark.
Don't I know it, Mark.
For real, though. It's such
no,
a good
it's
point.
For real. But again, Mark, it's only one Karen who's all of a sudden caused a
well,
stink.
Well, no, but he said it's
which
in
is
management. Now HR's involved.
No, he said HR and management's
yeah.
involved.
Yeah.
So this has become an issue. He should have backed down immediately and just went, hey, I didn't realize it was a problem. I'm sorry, it's not alcoholic. Hey, I won't do it again, guys.
Yeah.
And then he would have been a hero for them, really. Because then they would have said, hey, he's on the team.
That's what his koozie can say. I'm a hero.
I'm a hero.
Mark, thank you for your very logical response. So I'm going to say, I'm going to put camp in him and camp no, not appropriate. You know what I would do is I'd find some stuff that Karen is doing and start complaining about that, too.
Tit
That's
for
what
tat,
I would
do. Huh?
Tit for tat.
Let's go, Karen.
Come on, Karen.
Come
bring
at
it.
Me.
What's up,
Come
Monica?
At me.
I also agree with Mark. I'm a no, it's not okay. I used to work in HR, and we have like a golden rule that it's really not what your intention is, it's how it's received. I think HR can really kind of come back at him and find, you know, that one day he's late or something because he's, you know, stirring the pot. If he's not planning to be there for a long time, then I'd be like, you know what, forget it, just
bottoms up.
It's cozy, you know, whatever, I'm gonna drink what I want to drink, it's non-alcoholic. But if he wants to stick around, I think he just kind of has to play their game and be like, fine.
Yeah, it does really put a bullseye on you, I think, for anything in the future.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, because again, once you bring it to HR, then they have to create the paper trail, and all of a sudden it's documented. And yeah, you make a really good point too, Monica.
Monica, you're so wise. I'm putting you in camp. No, don't do it anymore. Thank you, Monica. I'm going to go ahead and do one more call. Kelly's been holding forever. Hi, Kelly.
JK Jones.
Oh, no, it's this, Kelly?
Perfect way to end it. I want to know what you think about this, Kelly.
Why do I feel like you do crack open cold ones at work?
Ice cold beers. Sammy Adams porch rocker all day.
Attaboy. Well done. Funny. All right, what are your thoughts on this guy? Is this a yay or nay you can drink non-alcoholic at work?
Well, if it's within company guidelines, you can do whatever you want. But you got to play smarter, not harder. Say, I had a beer, then koozie it up, like Avery said. Put a koozie on it. What are you drinking? A Fanta. Mind your own business.
Yeah. Mind your own business.
Mind your business.
Get out of my face.
I love that. So, or put it in a cup that you can't distinguish it, right? Like, be smarter about it. That's so smart,
right?
Kelly.
My only thing, Kelly, is even if you disguise it and all that, the bad thing is it's going to still smell like beer on your breath and everything. And if you do go into a meeting, nobody's going to know if you had a non-alcoholic beer or not. They just smell beer on your breath.
Well, there's that, too.
Well, that's why you play smarter. You have some Trident gum.
Look at this guy. He's got it all worked out.
There you go. That's when you swallow your mouthwash,
That's when you swallow your Listerine all day long. Yep.